What's up, everybody? We are here at Travel Digital in Orlando. I've got Mike Petrakis, the CEO of Batch, here to talk about what he's building. And thanks for stopping by the layover. We appreciate having you guys. So, Mike, what's been the most recent update since we hung out last almost a year ago in San Diego?
We're going after all parties, my man. So we are becoming the go-to celebrations planning app. So if you're planning a bachelorette party, a bachelor party, girls trip, guys trip, divorce parties, all sorts of stuff, it's happening on Batch. And we expanded from last time we talked, we were in 30 markets. Now we're in 90 across the country and the Caribbean and Mexico, actually, too.
Yeah. So you're expanding out the types of group celebrations, essentially. So it's almost like group travel for personal reasons, like if you think about it. So you kind of originally like have this branding as like bachelor party, bachelorettes, but then it's really about like, you know, if I want to go with my buddies on a golf trip, I could do it through Batch too. It's
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're building the celebration economy.
I like
tomorrow
that.
Tomorrow is all about what's the market that is ours, because group travel is complicated. You have corporate travel, you have like at home celebrations like weddings and honeymoons and stuff like that. And we're like, no, like we're going to double down on just really fun shit to do with your friends, and that in helping highlight all of the businesses that want to be promoted that cater towards super fun experiences. So like people plan a trip on Batch, and then Batch recommends fun stuff for them to do. That started as party buses and boat charters and hibachi chefs. And now we're seeing people literally quit their day job and start a business on Batch and be successful. Yeah. And like I talked to a charms business, like they do like charm bracelets, and she quit her day job working in, as like a mortgage insurance broker or something to launch a charms business that she's in three locations now. She's booked out every weekend and she's like scrambling to hire talent to support her business.
Dude, that's wild.
And that's, you know, all from Batch.
Yeah, that was one of the things. Well, not just in Batch, but just like in the the experiences end of like the travel funnel. I think that was one of the most eye-opening components of going to the Arrival show last year is like, you know, flights are back to like kind of pre-pandemic levels. Then you've got like the whole, you know, whatever's going on with the American market because of like some Europeans not coming.
Nobody wants to come into the US right now.
You know, whatever it is. And then on top of that, you've got hotels kind of back to pre-pandemic levels. But no matter how you slice it, the experiences side of the business is up and hockey sticking to the left by 40% pre-pandemic. So you still have amazing growth. Yeah. People don't really care so much about how they get to where they're going. I'll take three different airlines by the end of this week because I lost my status during COVID. So I don't have loyalty anymore to an airline. You know, like, where I stay, as long as I have a clean bed, I'm pretty much good. As long as it's not like cockroaches on the floor, I'm good. Yeah. But the places where we did a study of our audience, the last thing that they're willing to cut out of their budget, their discretionary budget, is travel. And more importantly, like, what are they going to do when they get to the place? What are they going to do? Who are they going to do with it? And where they're going to eat once they get to where they're going?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Batch is all about, man. Like making it easy to celebrate life's greatest moments together, you know, and like life is short and there's all sorts of chaos in the world. So it's all about like facilitating good times. I'm like the good times facilitator, you know, that's my job. So
tell me, so you've gone from 30 to 90 markets. What kind of signals do you guys look at to open up a new market? Is it start with demand from the audience and then kind of lead into like, okay, then you go and see like what are the interesting opportunities to curate. Tell me a little bit more about what you look for when you open a new market and kind of what does the process look like?
For sure. Yeah, you're getting into tomorrow's talk, my man.
I love it. I'm getting the preview.
So predictive.
Don't worry, the post won't go up until afterwards. We won't steal the thunder.
Predictive demand. That's like what the holy grail of travel is when you have groups that want to spend a lot of money that are that, and you know where they're going like months in advance of the trip. So that's what's happening with Batch, where people download our app in September and we see what's going to pop off in like February, March, and April. Wow. So right now,
there's a long lead time.
Yeah. Parties take 6 months to plan, got wrangle the friends together, mm-hmm. chat, figure out where you want to go,
it's
put the itinerary.
To plan a trip by yourself with your family.
Yeah. You got 10 people yeah. from all over the place trying to go on a trip. So anyway, I can tell you right now, I think secondary Florida and California markets are going to have a great start to the year. We're seeing a lot of demand into Palm Springs and Tampa and Fort Lauderdale in particular.
Okay.
Yeah, for this winter.
And then how do you go about finding vendors that you think are like worthy of the Batch experience once
yeah.
you've decided to go into a market and to open it up? Like, how do you start combing through and finding
yeah.
the right partners to bring on board?
So the best part is, man, we don't. Our users
wow.
do. Our users literally log when they're planning these trips. They'll find all the cool stuff to do, the best places to stay, and the best places to eat. We trust their opinion more than we trust us just Googling stuff. So we literally follow demand, call up the partners, and we're like, hey, we saw 5 users added you to the itinerary. You know, we want to add you to the Batch Marketplace because they said they had a lot of fun on your
wow.
experience.
So it's almost self-selecting, like
exactly
self-curating, self-selecting. It allows your partnership conversation when you go in for the ask to be that much
yeah.
more organic, because it's not like you're having to
yeah.
convince them that there's a demand, that your users have already shown it.
Authenticity is key, right? We're talking millennials and Gen Z's travelers. This is a once to two or three times a year type celebration milestone trip. You want to get it right. You don't want to be going to like, you know, Chili's or whatever, like when you could have a super authentic experience, right? So we're tying together all the best experienced partners that are the hibachi chefs of the world, the charm making things. We're seeing a lot of at home experiences happen.
Wow.
Group classes, you know, come and do yoga at the house in the
yeah,
morning.
When I was in Milan, I did like a pasta making class or something like that this year.
That's pretty sick. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. You know, went with my family. My middle daughter passed out because she like,
what?
From like rolling pizza dough and like her hand. I wouldn't let her go to the bathroom.
No
but, like,
way.
Wash her hands and she passed out.
No.
Yeah. Personal story, but.
No way.
Yeah, we got to put her in the bath, in the, like the coat room, let her lay down for a few minutes.
No
she,
way.
She survived, but.
Oh my God. That's wild. So we also got into stays and dining reservations.
Oh, interesting. So now you can do like group bookings to hotels and restaurants.
Yeah. So we're starting to work with really small boutique hotels that are a great fit for Batch. And like I found a great one in Palm Springs recently that is like 10 rooms where you can rent out the whole thing for yourself.
Is that, I think I've seen that one on Airbnb because I've tried to do, what's it called?
It's called the Muse Hotel.
Oh yeah, I literally was gonna plan like a
yeah.
a Coachella activation.
No way!
Like, yeah, and I went on Airbnb
yeah, it's new.
Just to like rent a big house, and I was like, holy crap, you can rent this whole hotel.
Yeah, you're like, how about a hotel? Yeah, yeah,
that's sick. That's
yeah.
awesome. So starting to add like kind of these
really cool niche
well.
Like. Hyper personalized experiences for our parties, right?
Yeah.
So we can there's. Now hotels and places that exist that are the perfect bachelorette party home in Scottsdale or the perfect like guys golf trip house.
Again,
you know?
It's already been curated.
Yeah.
You know,
we're just,
it's got the cool pool table.
We're following the demand.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Same goes for restaurants, right? Trying to find a reservation for 8 or more people is the worst, right? Yeah. So we're working on putting together all the best spots where you can book group reservations instantly.
So tell me more, a little bit more about your kind of journey as a company. So when I met you a year ago, you guys were like pitching in the startup, you know,
yeah.
Accelerator.
Yeah.
So where are you guys in your kind of capitalization lifestyle? Are you guys, or your life cycle? Are you guys looking to raise money yet? Like, give me kind of the, you know, the state of the union on the corporate side.
I should get like a hat or something, or put my suit on.
Well, I
yeah.
think,
all right.
So we have a lot of VCs, we have a lot of angel investors
yeah.
that watch the show, and they're looking for like up and coming things in the travel space. Like
we're not accepting any capital.
some guys who invested in Lawson also invested in this app where you can like pay extra, or well, you can guarantee. how much money you're going to spend at a Michelin star.
I was
going to
say, is it Dorsia? Yeah, I'm very familiar with Dorsia. Yeah,
I'm not surprised, but like those guys are.
They're crushing it.
We share investors with those guys, so you know we always want to, you know, be a good curator.
You got to promote cool stuff,
up and coming opportunities to the network.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate. We raised $12 million from insiders.
Wow.
We have not accepted any outside capital in 2 years.
So that's all like angel friends.
No, it's our. We have four institutional funds on that invested in the seed in Series A, and they literally continue to double down on batch. It's awesome. So if I need capital, it's a board meeting and go through the numbers and we're like, hey guys, this is what we need. Let's put it together. We just put together five to lead us to profitability. So we're not even like, it was when I started batch, I was like, yeah, it'd be really cool. Like Dorsia raised the 50 million or whatever big round, growth stage round. And like, sure, it would be a cool highlight. But the point is startup success is measured by growth and profitability.
Yeah, better than
we're growing 3x year over year. We're going to be profitable in 8 months. I'm going to take the capital that we need.
Yeah,
right now.
You guys have a good moat. There's no one coming up behind you.
I mean, you never know. But
or somebody could try and get in your space, like you know, Airbnb got into experiences or whatever. But at least for the moment, you're secure in the market that you guys are servicing.
Definitely secure on the business side. I think that what I think about is we have to make the best damn group travel app that exists, because ChatGPT will probably kill. This is my hot take. ChatGPT is going to kill OTAs.
Wow.
Like, I don't think, I think Viator and Get Your Guide and a lot of major companies are going to have a real problem in the next year or two. And that's why last year we pivoted to a new model where we're billboarding the businesses that we work with. This year we're doubling down and saying, look, we promote businesses explicitly. We'll link them. We'll link to their booking site. We don't even need to have the booking. We'll drive it to their site to book.
Wow.
And we're on the consumer side. The only way you win is to win at the top of the funnel, which is building the best damn group travel app.
Yep.
You know, it's a pain in the ass to plan these trips. Right. Mm-hmm. So the best thing that we could do is double down on the features that make it super easy and maybe build some agentic experience to do that. Yeah. But for now, it's like, let's just make it really easy. And that's like our niche that we're going to win.
I love it. Well, if people from Lost In see this and they want to learn more or plan a cool upcoming group trip, where do you want to send people?
Download Batch. Download Batch. Yeah, for sure. That's all I can ask.
Awesome, man. Appreciate you coming on as always. Great to see you again.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. See you guys later.